Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Netweb Technologies Q1 FY26 earnings call hosted by IIFL Capital Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Renu Baid from IIFL Capital Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Viren. A warm good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of IIFL Capital, we'd like to welcome you to the 1Q FY26 earnings conference call of Netweb Technologies India Limited. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Sanjay Lodha, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Navin Lodha, Whole-time Director, Mr. Ankit Kumar Singhal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Hirdey Vikram, Chief Sales and Marketing Officer, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti, Guitrus Advisors LLP, the IR advisor to Netweb. Without taking much time, I now hand over the call to Mr. Sancheti. Thereafter, Sanjay sir can open with his opening comments. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sancheti.
Thank you, Renu. Good afternoon to all the participants. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Lodha for the opening remarks, I would like to draw your attention to the safe harbor statement in the earnings call presentation. I request each one of you to go through that presentation before the Q&A starts so that you are aware of the same. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Lodha.
Thank you, Renu and Sanjeev. Good afternoon and warm welcome to all of you to Netweb Technologies Q1 Financial Year 26 earnings call. We are pleased to report yet another strong quarter, continuing our growth momentum. Revenue from operations grew by 102% year-on-year to 301 crore, with an operating EBITDA rising by 127% year-on-year to 448 million, and PAT increasing by 100% year-on-year to 30 crore. The result reflects the strength of our business model, disciplined execution, and robust demand across our core segments. Additionally, in the quarter gone by, we successfully executed a large AI order in the critical defense sector. This deployment contributed to key national initiatives, reinforcing India's strategic capabilities and underlying the growing role of AI in safeguarding national interest. India's AI ecosystem is evolving rapidly, fueled by strong enterprise demand, adoption of domain-specific LLMs and SLMs, and government-led initiatives aimed at building sovereign digital and compute capital. With integration of AI into digital public infrastructure and rollout of AI mission, the rise of indigenous compute and edge-ready GenAI use cases, the nation is entering into a transformative phase. This shift underscores the growth need for trusted high-performance systems, and Netweb is well-positioned to support this evolution with a focused approach across three growth pillars: high-performance computing, private cloud, and AI systems. AI continues to be a major growth driver this quarter, contributing 29% of the operating revenue, with a 300% year-on-year growth, highlighting growing enterprise adoption across the sectors. Reinforcing our progress in this space, we launched Skylus.ai in Financial Year 25, a unified composable GPU orchestration platform that enables rapid deployment and optimization of AI infrastructure. Skylus.ai strengthens our capabilities in AI systems and contributes to India's vision of becoming the AI factory of the world. With a strong order book, expanding product portfolio, and continued investments in capability building, we remain confident of sustaining our growth trajectory in line with our medium-term guidance. I now request Ankit to take you through the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lodha. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining our earnings call. Before we open the floor for Q&A, I'll provide a brief overview of the financial performance for the quarter and the year gone by. I trust that by now you have had the opportunity to review our earnings presentation and press release. While our CMD has already discussed the macro outlook, I will elaborate on the financial performance, providing a more detailed analysis of the quarter. Our operating income increased by 102% on YOY basis, reaching rupees 3,012 million in Q1 FY26. Our operating EBITDA for Q1 FY26 increased by 127% YOY, reaching rupees 448 million, while the operating EBITDA margin for Q1 FY26 was 14.9%. Profit after tax for Q1 FY26 grew by 100% YOY, reaching rupees 305 million, while the PAT margin stood at 10.1%. Return on equity for the Q1 FY26 was 22.4%, while return on capital employed for the same period was 30.6%. Our balance sheet strength is reflected by us being a zero net debt company. The company had net free cash of rupees 475.2 million as on 30th June. We remain focused on our strategic roadmap and growth priorities, with encouraging momentum in the year so far, supported by a strong order book and a healthy pipeline. We are well positioned to drive consistent revenue and profit growth in the current fiscal. With this, I now hand over the call to Renu Baid.
Yeah, we can now open the session for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Garvit, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congrats for a decent set of numbers. My question is on the margin front. Our margins are pretty decent in this quarter. So what is the ongoing trajectory for next few quarters in the terms of EBITDA margin?
The margins, basically, because the guidance from us on the margin is around 14%, and basically our guidance will remain the same actually, because basically in quarter sometimes margins can be a little bit up by few basis point up and down, but overall the guidance of the EBITDA will be around 14% and the PAT will be around 10.5%.
So in this particular quarter, what is driving this significant margin?
So I'll explain, Garvit. During the quarter, the margin performance was benefited by a favorable mix of small size order and a medium size AI deal, which actually led to an uptick above 14%.
Got it. And secondly, on the AI part, what kind of trajectory do you see now? Because in this particular quarter, our growth percentage is very high. And you mentioned it is mainly because of the AI, right? So how do you see AI as a segment growing in next couple of quarters? Considering the kind of adoption we are having, yeah, we are seeing in the terms of LLM and all.
Yeah, Garvit, actually, you know that basically the traction of AI is not only restricted to India or something, it's all over the world. And India has decided to become the AI factory of the world. And basically government is putting a lot of momentum and a lot of impetus is being provided on that. The industry adoption is really heavy. The more, the better you adopt to AI, you increase your efficiency. So that is the real situation actually. So basically, definitely, if you remember, AI used to be 7% of my business. Last year, it became 15% of my business. But I like to guide that AI will be around 20 to 22% of my business. So basically, my earlier guidance was around 20%, but I'd like to raise that guidance to maybe 22%, because you have to understand, my other segments also growing. The three segments which we have are all growth segments. Today, the supercomputing, the private cloud and SCI, you see how the data center is growing, you see how in SM 2.0 is coming. So other segments also growing, though AI is growing at a better rate. So basically still we feel, I would like to commit that basically I'd like to say that by the end of the year, it would be around 22% of the total share will be occupied by AI.
Got it, sir. And lastly, on the guidance part, this year we were having a guidance of around 30-35% growth, but this quarter has been really good for us. So would you like to revise the guidance for this year?
Yeah, actually, the guidance, we have already said that we are not revising the guidance, but it is 35-40% which we have been saying will be definitely growing by that, basically. And if you see, I think this is the 9th quarterly result I have presented after the listing. And you might have seen that we have been consistently growing at that rate, actually, without failing even in one quarter. So primarily, so we plan to maintain that.
And also, I would like to add here that we don't want to get into short-term guidances. We will guide once a year and we'll follow through on that.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side, sir, and all the best for the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Darvish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, Mr.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Hey, yeah. So in AI system and enterprise workstation, I can see the growth is almost 600 million rupees year on year. So can you tell me how much is it from private enterprises and how much is it from space and defense sector?
Basically, can you answer?
So, if we talk about this quarter, so it's close to like 23-24% came from the government and rest was from the enterprise.
In AI system and enterprises you are talking about, or is it totally?
Yes, AI systems, correct.
Okay. And just similarly for private cloud and hyper?
Come again? We did not get you again?
Yeah, in
overall revenue from the government this quarter was around, I think 60% was from the government and 50% was from enterprise. Overall revenue.
Overall, yeah, I got it. So in AI system and enterprise growth, so 20% was from government and rest was from enterprise. That's what you told.
Yeah.
And in SCI, similarly, how much would be from government and...
I don't have those numbers, but SCI mostly is enterprise and HPC, basically the government share is more. Overall, I can tell you that over in the total turnover, basically of 300 crores, 40% revenue came from enterprise and 60% revenue came from government.
Okay. And just one more last question. Then is this government work in AI system, is this a repeatable work or is it a one-time order kind of thing?
Basically, most of our, because our we really don't work on annuity kind of business. We work on complete solution deployment. The solution deployment has been done. And basically, so the projects which were on hand, those are definitely been over. That has been built. So it is not repetitive.
So the nature of our business is such that, please appreciate that the nature of our business is that we don't do annuity business. Every order is unique. And then we get refresh orders in future. So it's not that the same order will again get repeated. Next time maybe some other business, some other solution, some other customer, some other solution.
Got it. That's it from my side. Best of luck and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Akshay from AK Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity and congratulations for the great set of numbers. Sir, my first question is about the AI orders in critical defense sector that we are talking about. Can you put some more light on that, the customer profile or something like this, and whether that was a government order or private enterprise order? As you said that we got 23-24% from government in AI segment and rest is the private enterprise in Q1. So can you put some more light on that, and are there any other projects in pipeline for the subsequent quarter for AI workstation?
Yeah. So basically, to answer your question, primarily we don't specify the particular order details on our calls because of confidentiality reasons. Okay. So basically, we have already mentioned that around 23 the amount of orders which have been from government. It was not a single order; it was multiple orders. There was a large order from defense side in interest of nation and in interest of company secrecy also. We would not like to divulge the details of exactly the dynamics of the order very clearly. And but to answer your question, is there such orders featured in the order book? Definitely, if you see my order book and you see my basically the L1 kind of a thing, which is around 700 crore, that would be having good number of AI systems segment order as well. As I have already mentioned to you, I have guided already that the business will be around 20% for the whole year. So we will definitely, my funnel, my order pipeline, everything is in that direction.
Okay, sir. Okay, fair enough. And my second question is about balance sheet. So our net current assets have gone up sharply by 48% in QOQ basis. So what might be the reason, whether it's the inventory or something like that?
Can you come again? You were not that audible.
Yeah.
Hello. Am I audible now, sir?
Yeah. Tell me.
Sir, our net current assets was 302 crore in March 25 and it is 445 crore in June 25. So it is gone up sharply by 48% QOQ basis. So what might be the reason for the same?
So it is due to the increase in the receivables. That is the prime reason.
In last year.
And because why it happened, because the sales generally happened in the later part of the quarter, which led to the increase in receivables, and that's why the net current assets is looking a bit higher as compared to March.
Okay, sir. All right. And the last one sort of question is whether our pipeline, order pipeline, includes the India mission orders or some business.
No, I have been categorically saying that India mission is not included in my pipeline.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Renu Baid Pugalia from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So the first question is, if you look at the cumulative value of order book and order pipeline, for last couple of quarters, it has been ranging at just about 700 crores or sub that level. So based on your reading on the order pipeline, how do you see growth coming in the cumulative book for us, both L1 as well as the order backlog closing position? And if you can also highlight key segments, where do you see the pipeline building up for the next 6 months for us? That's the first question.
Yeah. So, Renuji, actually the thing is that our kind of company, really the order book will not be able to give you the visibility of our growth actually, because as you know that our order book gets closed between 8 to 12 weeks actually. Okay, yeah. So basically the real business outlook, basically we are a pipeline driven company and pipeline is 4,000 approximately odd crores, so which is a huge number actually. So basically that pipeline has been growing substantially, and you know that around 60% of the conversion ratio we have primarily on the pipeline, and pipeline basically takes around 6 months to 18 months to convert. So that gives me the very clear confidence that we will keep on growing at 40% CAGR. And if you see the pipeline mix is also somehow basically mixed in the same way of the three segments, that is supercomputing, cloud and AI. We are seeing more opportunities in AI. That's the reason the AI growth is more than the other two segments. But all the three segments are growing, and our focus and niche is helping us to concentrate and to build our pipeline also accordingly.
Right. And how about certain large ticket size government projects on the HPC side? How is that part of the business shaping? Are there any material large ticket size projects which could be a couple of billion rupees plus in ticket size?
Yeah, actually thing is that we basically the projects are definitely there. You know that NSM, National Supercomputing Mission 2.0, is on the verge of rollout. Okay,
right.
So basically, so new allocations, new things will be there definitely. There is a lot of adoption of basically primarily HPC on the enterprise side also. So large ticket size orders are there, but basically even the medium and small ticket size orders and the number of orders have increased quite phenomenally. So basically that is helping us. If you see, we are doing HPC for 20 plus years. Still basically 35% of the total revenue comes from HPC. So that is, and you see this is not a trend which changes quarter by quarter. It will remain around that only. It will be basically 35% is the average kind of a trend. If you see, if you really, we have been maintaining that. So basically there is enough demand in the market. The market is growing. You know, HPC adoption is increasing day by day because the compute requirement is phenomenally increasing. Today, basically, you talk about anything basically needs compute. And you know how compute has been able to basically make our lives more efficient. And supercomputing plays a major role in that segment. So I personally feel supercomputing is an area which will keep on growing. The second area, we are into private cloud and HCI, which you are aware how today the data center market is growing. You guys know better than me how the data center market is growing and how data center companies are doing better. So basically, I think it's very difficult even to gauge the total market which is available to us actually at this point of time. So private cloud and HCI has been a great booster for us. AI systems and enterprise, as I mentioned to you 2 years back, it was around 7% for us. It became 15% last year. But I'm guiding it for somewhere around 20% this year. So basically 20, or maybe I like to revise the guidance to 22% or something of that nature. So that's how basically all the three segments are really robust and they will keep on growing. We are very, very confident on that.
Sure. So second question is on the working capital cycle. While 1Q is not the right parameter, but if you see on a YOY basis, we have been able to reduce it by close to 17 days. So as looking at the order pipeline and projects which we have on books, how should we expect the year-end working capital to turn for us?
So, Renuji, so our working capital cycle typically operates around 90 to 100 days. Okay, so again, Q1 is just the start of this fiscal year, and working capital cycle, why it's appearing in June is because it's directly attributable to the robust sales momentum that we achieved in the June quarter. So broadly, the entire portion of these sales had sat in our receivables for June. Okay, so that's the reason that the working capital cycle is appearing like this.
So my question is, for the year end, should we expect this improvement to sustain till March? Or broadly, we should be at similar levels like last year in terms of cash conversion cycle?
Actually, it is very difficult to predict a cash cycle at the year end. However, we expect that it will range between 80 to 100 days only. That's how our business nature has been going. And the way we had been managing our working capital, it will range within 80 to 100.
Got it. Yes. And lastly, I know while none of your order pipeline or order book includes ISM related projects, but in your view, by when should we expect these orders to trickle down? And both with respect to localization, where are they placed? Any incremental capex, or broadly whatever we have done until last year will take care of all the local content requirements?
Yeah, basically we have been constantly working in that direction, and we are part of the entire, basically we are trying to see what best inputs we can give to the policy makers also. So we are working towards that, and plus basically none of my order book and pipeline is including of the AI mission, as I mentioned to you very clearly. Mm-hmm. I think basically the momentum will start definitely this year, which will continue for a few more years.
Got it. Sure. Okay. Thank you and best wishes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand from Seema Wealth Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have like 2-3 questions. One is the contribution from the industry vertical. The growth from space and defense has grown phenomenally from 9 to 83 crores, around 81% growth Y-on-Y. So I'm just asking, like, basically, what will we see a number in the contribution from space and defense as the time goes on? Because right now, I guess the number is around 28% of this quarter. So where would you see this number going forward from the contribution from space and defense?
So basically what happens, sir, is that basically you cannot judge our business primarily from one quarter. Okay, because basically because this quarter we had a large order from AI on a space and defense that has pushed up the space and defense sector actually the share more overall. So, but overall, basically, it will remain in the similar lines as we have been showing earlier. Space and defense, basically, segment will remain as on the similar lines, actually.
Okay. And regarding order book, I just want to confirm the exact numbers. What is the current order book as of this quarter and from the previous quarter? Just a clarification on that.
So we have already covered this in our presentation. So current quarter order book is close to like 230 crore and our and L1 happens to be 460 crore for the quarter.
So L1 and the order book together will be around 600 odd crores.
More than 600.
700 crores.
And also every quarter we disclose this. So for the previous quarter you can check the, in the interest of time for everybody, you can check the presentation and you will get the
bonus. Okay. And another last question is, since, okay, HPC, like, you know, you guys have been doing it for the last 20 years or so, but do you have, guys, any have any plans of getting into the quantum computing realm by any chance?
Yeah, we basically, I will not like to comment at this point of time. We are working on some strategy on that. At the right opportune moment, we'll disclose that.
Okay, so basically, you guys are confirming that you are somewhat working on quantum computing, but we're working on strategies for that.
Yes, sure. Yes.
Okay. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinay Menon from Monarch Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations, sir, on a great set of numbers. So, a few questions from my side, sir. We launched Skylus.ai. So are we seeing any deals where we are able to sell that, you know, product across, or is the deal, yeah.
Okay. So your question is, can you please come again?
Yeah, I just wanted to understand that, are we seeing any deals which bundles Skylus.ai as a product, which is already
Skylus.ai, okay. I mean, we had envisaged this product, first of all, to cater to the market in such a way that we can create a unified layer for the customers so that they don't have to hop into, you know, multiple software to manage the AI infrastructure. And that is the reason, you know, the acceptance of this product is, you know, going on very well. And the recent orders which we have disclosed in the results, so those all are basically having a contribution of Skylus.ai as well. And the pipeline, the funnel, we have got excellent funnel and pipeline for Skylus.ai. So the acceptance in the market is very high.
Okay.
You know, I hope you understand it's an appliance-based product which we are, you know, providing to our customers. It's a combination of hardware and the complete unified layer sitting on top of it.
Yes, I get it.
Thank you.
And so this deal we announced, like, in defense for AI systems, can you just elaborate a bit more about the deal, like what kind of deal size or what kind of work did we do?
So we just mentioned, we responded to a question a little, yeah. I think two or three questions back, that, you know, seeing the confidentiality and all, so we are unable to disclose those details, especially over call. So sorry about it.
Okay.
We've
had this history of doing 1/3 in the first half and 2/3 in the second. Will that continue, or are we seeing some smoothing out because we have more of enterprise deals now?
Yeah, so basically I think seasonality basically is changing, the world is changing, the seasonality is changing. Basically overall I would like to guide you that basically the growth which I am seeing, because you can understand that for in today's world, we are presenting the 9th quarterly results and consistently we have shown 40% growth actually quarter after quarter actually clearly. So yeah, definitely I think that's the, so we will grow that momentum definitely, because things are not under our control. So one quarter or some quarter can be higher, can be lower or something of that nature. Our business is not that kind of a, it's primarily more of a high-end enterprise kind of a business. So it's very difficult to say that.
Okay. And one last question, sir. This AI motion RFP, we had kind of said that second half of the year we'll start seeing them start. So any kind of tentative date where we can start seeing some deal wins from this for us, and will any of it flow in FY 2026?
Yeah, actually, because from all my guidance, I have kept AI mission separate actually up till now.
Yeah.
Okay, and but basically, definitely, we are very sure that some traction will start on AI mission this year itself.
Okay. Okay. That helps. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinivas from TIA. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question related to the previous participant's question about monetization of the stylus.ai, sir. So what is your roadmap for the next 2 years on extending this stack to full container level orchestration with Qubits?
So, see, this is something which is very clear that when we are offering the complete stack, it is a combination of, you know, Qubits, Stylus.ai, and there are two more utilities which we provide while offering our solution to the end customers. So, as regards monetization, since you ask, you know, how we have a plan to monetize and all, so as I mentioned, you know, just a question back, that we are not selling Stylus.ai as an independent software or standalone software. We are only providing it in the form of an appliance wherein, you know, we tightly couple the hardware and the software stack. So, answering your question, Skylus.ai is being supplied to our customers in the coupled format only, and we have got no plans to decouple that stack. So, our plan is to basically continue with the appliance strategy. That is one. Second is that you mentioned about whether we are planning to integrate it with Qubits and all. So, it is already having plugins which allow us to, you know, integrate it with the other utilities which we already have. And that becomes the, you know, integral part of our solutions for AI as well as for supercomputing. So that way, Qubits and TPS and the other utilities which we have are very well integrated with Skylus.ai.
I see. Thank you. And is it currently a perpetual license or subscription based?
Yeah, actually, it is sold. It's not a subscription based license. It's a perpetual license. But we don't sell it as a, we don't charge the customer for the software, as you know that. Our model is an appliance kind of a thing. And basically, once we sell a product, the software goes along with it, actually. Okay. But there is no, so basically, it doesn't stop working after the warranty period is over, though the support is stopped, actually.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking this question is, you are having AI and HCI, both are firing like anything. One is growing 300%, the other one is growing at 71%. So since Skylus.ai is embedded in both of these, so I'm just trying to understand whether the margin levers are there in going forward.
So margins, actually, if you can understand, we have pricing power, and basically the margins we will remain at the rate, we are always guiding that the margin around 14%. Because basically we want to show the value for money to our customers. If you see my customers also, if you see in the government side, they are all basically large government R&D and large enterprises actually. And as regards enterprises are concerned, they are all basically large Indian companies. So we are not present with the SMB and all those areas. So we want to show value for money to our customers. So basically, and we are very comfortable working at around 14%. So basically, we are not guiding also higher margins. Definitely AI or something, we can definitely charge more money. But basically, that is helping us to increase our market share, to help our deeper penetration. Plus, basically, someone is an HCI customer today. But once they're looking for AI, they definitely look at us. So those kind of benefits which we get. So that is basically, that is our strategy. Our strategy is not to just increase margins.
Understood, sir. So with the current H1...
I would request you to please rejoin the queue. There are several participants waiting in the queue.
This is a follow-up question, sir, actually. Sir, with current H100, H200 spot prices are falling, do you see that is going to impact the margins?
Sir, H100, H200, basically, you know that the first thing is that the GPU pricing really doesn't go down for NVIDIA. You may be having some other information, but basically what happens is that once a new GPU is available, people start buying the new GPU. Like basically today, the same thing as it happens for Apple iPhones. Maybe once Apple iPhone 16 will come in, you'll definitely like to go for 16. You will not like to go for 15. So it's the same, and basically here that may be for consumer, but in case of production, you get better performance. So people are shifting to B200s and all those kind of Blackwell actually. So I don't think that, because there is hardly any H100 or H200 available these days. Getting itself is a problem. So basically falling prices is not really any concern at all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Shah from Eklavya Capital. Please go ahead.
Eklavya Capital.
Yeah, sir. I think this is Cam Equerry, Sandeep Shah.
So we know you, Sandeep ji. We know you. Whatever name they say, we know you very well.
Sir, congrats once again for a very great execution and a quarter, both on margin as well as revenues. Just the question in terms of supercomputer, whether the supercomputer segment has diversified set of industry or still it is largely concentrated in the government segment? Any new verticals being added in the supercomputer?
So basically, Sandeep ji, if you ask me, still the dependence of the segment is on the government. But there is a lot of adoption which is happening on the enterprise side of it. One is, as I mentioned to you, oil and gas, even consumer durables company also, like Dabur is also using supercomputing now. So basically automobile is using it, oil and gas is using it. So a lot of different kind of industry verticals and domains are using supercomputers. But if you ask me frankly, still I think more than 70-75% of that segment is still dependent on the government actually. And basically it is looking buoyant because NSM 2.0 is just about to be launched. NSM 1.0 National Supercomputing Mission was there earlier, but National Supercomputing Mission government is focusing upon, and 2.0 should be soon launched. So that will be a great demand booster.
Okay, thanks. And just on the export side, any vision, any target can you share in next 2 to 3 years or 5 years, where you want which country and what contribution it may derive in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, so Sandeep ji, last quarter, last year, if you see, our exports was around 5 to 6%. Okay, and basically this quarter it was low, but basically it's very difficult to do it quarter basis. But on a year basis, we like to predict around 5 to 6% of export, because I'll tell you, we are seeing a huge domestic demand. Okay, so basically the first target is to settle the domestic demand. And so I personally feel over a period of next 2 to 3 years, exports would be around 10% of the total turnover, but I don't see it growing beyond that. Because domestic demand is predicted to be very high in all the three growth segments which we are working upon.
Okay. And just on the last question on AI mission, you said some growth momentum may start in this financial year. So you expect it may be a part of the pipeline and the deal wins in the coming quarters? And second, in terms of private side AI adoption, is it you believe the domestic players, especially on the enterprise side, has started ramping up in terms of creating a AI and LLM-led infrastructure?
Yeah, basically that is very true, because basically AI is everywhere if you really see. If you really see most all the enterprises everywhere, if you really see, you talk about any large enterprise, everybody is talking about AI infrastructure these days. They all want to have their infrastructure. Even the large ITES companies, they want to develop their stack so that they can service all their customers, even India or abroad. So basically, even on the LLM side of it, people are getting funding because they are trying to work on primarily newer AI models and all. So definitely, we are seeing a lot of traction around it, and definitely that will give momentum to the demand.
Okay. And the question on the AI-led mission of the government, do you believe it could be a part of pipeline and order wins in the coming quarter?
Possible, I can say that. Up till now, it is not included, but once as we see more light, actually, we may start sharing that.
Okay. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anush Kashyap from A3 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon.
Sir, congratulations for Virat Kohli type of consistency. Half of my question has been answered. Just I wanted to know is that annually, what a type of R&D expenditure we are doing, and what are the avenues we are looking at while we are doing R&D kind of expenditure?
Actually, in our kind of business, R&D is very important, sir. Actually, really speaking, the company today has really progressed so well because of this investments into the R&D. And basically, so R&D spend, as I have always been saying, that we keep R&D budget of around 3% of our turnover very clearly, and that has been their policy from the very beginning, and we keep on doing it. And since our base is growing, we are having more money to spend on R&D. So R&D basically primarily on the software side, the R&D team is around 75 people. On the hardware side, we have around 22 people. These are very focused because so many we are working, please understand, we are working on the latest designs actually. Whichever is being launched in the world, the same product is being manufactured and designed and manufactured in India. So definitely we have to invest quite a lot into R&D. So, and R&D is our main focus, and plus basically, as you know, that we are into niche segments, we don't get into everything. So basically we focus on all the three domains and the new products on the new lines, which basically we need, and both on the software and hardware side, we do R&D expense continuously.
Yes, sir. That's good, sir. Sir, and sir, what I want to know is, you said 3% of the annual turnover we do on R&D. What is more remunerative to us, whether it is software side or the hardware side?
Both is a combination, because you know that we don't sell our software separately, and because today if we are able to take 14% EBITDA margin, whereas my competition is all on single digit margin, that is because of my R&D. I personally feel so.
Yes, so that is your strength, definitely.
Yes,
so thank you, sir. Best of luck, sir, again.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. The next question is from the line of Karthik Soni from Soni and Associates. Please go ahead.
Namaste, sir. Meri awaaz aa
rahi hai? Aa rahi hai ji.
Mr. Karthik, please go ahead.
Sir, pehle to sir, mein do sawal hai. Pehla to ye ki sir, aapka June quarter hamesha se hi weak quarter kyun raha hai? And sir, second question ye hai कि सर कल न्यूज आई है कि गूगल इज इन्वेस्टिंग $6 billion इन आंध्र प्रदेश. वो एक नया 1 GW का डेटा सेंटर बना रहे हैं. तो सर ऐसे बड़े जो प्रोजेक्ट्स इंडिया में जो लॉन्च हो रहे हैं, इसमें सर हमारी कोई भागीदारी है? कोई वी आर पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन देम?
देखिए, पहले क्वेश्चन आपका आंसर ये है कि हमारा जून क्वार्टर वीक आपको कैसे लग रहा है? 100% पे तो ग्रो कर रहे हैं, फिर भी आपको वीक लग रहा है?
नहीं सर, मेरा मतलब ये था कि सर क्यूओक्यू हमेशा सर उसमें वीक है, हमेशा मार्च से वीक जून रहा है पिछले 3 सालों में.
नहीं, मार्च से देखिए, मार्च हैवी होता है. मार्च का क्वार्टर जो है, मार्च हमेशा हमारे बिजनेस में, मार्च गवर्नमेंट की बाइंग भी मैक्सिमम होती है, कॉर्पोरेट्स की भी ज्यादा होती है. तो मार्च क्वार्टर को तो बीट करना, मार्च हमारा हमेशा हैवीएस्ट क्वार्टर होता है. ये तो हमारा बिजनेस आपको देख के समझ में आ जाएगा कि मार्च हमारा, बिकॉज हम लोग जो भी मटेरियल, हम जो सामान हम बेचते हैं चाहे जो सोल्यूशन देते हैं, सब केपेक्स का सामान है. ठीक है, तो सबकी टेंडेंसी रहती है ज्यादा मार्च में करने की. गवर्नमेंट के पैसे एक्सपायर कर रहे होते हैं हर तरह से, मतलब मार्च बिकम फेवरेबल एंड मार्च विल ऑलवेज बी द हैवीएस्ट. तो जहां तक आप इसको अगर ईयर और ईयर कंपेयर करेंगे, तो आपको रियल आइडिया लगेगा कि क्या बिजनेस का ये है.
दैट इज नो डाउट. गूगल
हाँ,
गूगल $6 billion इन आंध्र प्रदेश.
हाँ, तो अच्छी बात है कि इससे तो कंप्यूट अडॉप्शन बढ़ेगा, सब कुछ होगा. और बेसिकली अगर आज के दिन गूगल भी करेगा, हाइपर स्केलर सारे कर रहे हैं, लेकिन बेसिकली जो कंप्यूट लेके आएगा, तो बाहर का बहुत सारा यूजेस भी इंडिया के अंदर आएगा प्राइमरली अपना.
और उनका इंटरनली कंजम्पशन है.
ऐसा कुछ ओपन वी नॉट लाइक टू से एनीथिंग कि वी आर पार्टिसिपेटिंग और नॉट पार्टिसिपेटिंग, बिकॉज स्टिल अभी वो प्रोजेक्ट अभी जस्ट अभी 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 एलिमेंट्री स्टेज पे है. इट मे नॉट
माय क्वेश्चन है सर कि ये गवर्नमेंट का टेंडर निकालते हैं, गूगल भी सर टेंडरिंग करती है, आउटसोर्स करती है प्रोजेक्ट को जिसमें पार्टिसिपेट कर सकते हैं?
नहीं देखिए, हम कॉन्ट्रैक्टिंग वाला काम तो करते नहीं है. हम तो बेसिकली हम कॉन्ट्रैक्टिंग वाला काम, उस तरह का काम नहीं करते हैं. देखिए, गूगल टेंडर निकालेगा डेटा सेंटर बनाने के लिए, इसके लिए
उन चीजों में तो हम है नहीं, लेकिन अगर वो अगर प्राइवेट क्लाउड लगाता है और बेसिकली इसी वॉन्ट्स ऑफ प्राइवेट क्लाउड, डेफिनेटली गवर्नमेंट का कहीं ना कहीं हो सकता है कोई मैंडेट हो जिसके अंदर कि उनको मेक इन इंडिया यूज करना पड़े, दैट में क्रिएट एन अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर अस। लेकिन अब हो सकता है अपना यूट्यूब के यूजर उनके हैं, उनको इंडिया में लाके होस्ट करना चाह रहा है वो, तो प्राइमरली वो बाहर का वर्कलोड इंडिया में लेके आ रहा है, विच इज गुड फॉर इंडिया एक्चुअली रियली स्पीकिंग। वेदर गुड फॉर नेटवर्क और नॉट आई रियली डोंट नो, लेकिन अगर इंडिया के लिए अच्छा है तो नेटवर्क के लिए अच्छा रहेगा ही।
That was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Renu Beth from IIFL Securities Limited. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Viren. I would like to thank the management of NetWeb for giving us the opportunity to host this call. Sanjay, any closing remarks from your side?
Thank you so much. It was really, I would like to thank IIFL for hosting this call for us. It was a good quarter for us. We expect that the same support which investors have shown on us, that will keep on, they will continue ensuring their blessings on us. Thank you so much.
On behalf of IIFL Capital Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.